talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him it goes.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to history in the making as we speak. And once again, I just want to invite everybody, download Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you, your favorite shows, 24/7 anywhere you go. The lines are lighted up. I'll go to them in a second, but there's an issue I want to say that bothers me a great deal, and that is this. Everybody in this state in the Democratic Party thinks he's environmentalist. Everybody in Madison thinks he really is environmentalist. Well, let me tell you something. I've talked a lot on this show about forever chemicals. These are these chemicals that get into the groundwater, rivers, and streams, and they take forever to get out. Forever means forever. Forever means forever. Well, there was just an advisory put out that forever chemicals in Dane County have resulted in an advisory against eating fish caught in the Madison area on the following basis. It applies to Starkweather Creek, Lake Monona, Wingra Creek, Upper and Lower Mud Lakes, Lake Wabisa, Lake, I don't know, Keegans. I'm from Milwaukee. I don't fish in those lakes. Fish in Wisconsin lakes over here. Downstream of the O'Hara River, where it meets the Rock River. But not Mendota or Lake Wingra so far. That's great. That's great. And here are the advisories and the restrictions. Crappies, you can all eat one a month safely. Bluegills, one a week. Walleye, one meal per month. Pumpkin seed, one a week. Yellow perch, one a week. Largemouth bass, one a month. Northern pike, one a month. Well, and then it says, if you've been eating a lot of them, go to see your doctor right now. Right now. And I'll tell you something else. If somebody tells me I'm fishing in a creek or a lake, and there's forever chemicals in there, and it's safe to eat, for instance, yellow perch, but only one a week, or it's safe to eat, for instance, a crappie, but one a month. I got news for you. I'm not eating them at all. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Who decided it was okay for me to eat this stuff one a week or one a month? Now, I'm raising this because the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is ground central for environmentalism. We have a great reputation for it, and deservedly so. And Dane County is at the center of that, and Madison's at the center of Dane County. What's going on over there? Where are your elected representatives in the legislature? You talk a good game. Everybody talks a good game. They go, oh, well, we got to do something about this. They don't do anything about it. Yeah, I know we're in the minority. Yeah, I know there's gerrymandering. But there's also the bully pulpit. There's also aggressiveness, not this stuff. I mean, what's going on? Start electing people over in Madison who actually do something about this instead of talking about it. This is originated out at the airport. You know, there's this firefighting foam and training. You know all that. I know all that. Started hearing about all that. That's what's going on. Be careful fishing, unfortunately, in the Madison area. Very, very sad. We go into the lines. Lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. Going in order. First, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, and at 65, I can remember when we swam and literally lived in those lakes in the summer months. And now we're arguing over where to put another public pool. It's pathetic.
Yeah, and that is pathetic. It is pathetic.
It is. They're beautiful lakes. One thing I got to say on the Abraham Accords, I read something recently that kind of disagree with it after reading it. And here it is. Okay. There's three points that were made. The United Arab Emirates got an enormous arms deal out of it. Morocco got Trump to support annexation of Western Syria, and the Sudan was taken off the list of state-sponsored terrorists. None of the three were a good idea, in my opinion.
Okay, right. You know, that's a good point. Dick, you always reach deep into history, and I'm going to go along with you in that deep dive. What Dick is saying is that the United States government used incentives, military and economic incentives to incentivize people to join the Abraham Accords. The whole idea behind the Abraham Accords is, remember, the prophet Abraham is sacred. Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all the monotheistic religions, they revere Abraham as a prophet. And you should. I like Abraham. Very interesting guy. However, the idea is to call them Abraham Accords to try to show unity. And that's a worthy goal. But you know something? The states with Islamic governments, and there is no such thing as a secular Islamic state. For a brief period of time in Turkey between the late 1920s and Erdogan coming in, it was a secular state. That was an example, a shining example. And Erdogan has changed all that. He's changed all that. He's jailed people. And he's deliberately becoming a fundamentalist. It would be as if we had a fundamentalist individual in this country take over, and it's just wrong. So you are not going to get anybody to join the Abraham Accords unless it's in their interest and it's in their financial interest. So, yes, you can call it bribing. You know, do you know how the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments got passed? The 13th Amendment, banning slavery, 14th Amendment, due process, 15th Amendment, giving African Americans the right to vote. Lincoln had been assassinated by the two of them, but Lincoln would sit down with Republican legislators. He'd say, I need you to vote for this, free the slaves. They go, oh, well, it's not real popular back in rural Pennsylvania. Abraham Lincoln was 6'4". He grabbed the guy. He'd say, look, you are going to be the postmaster, or you're going to be the customs inspector. In those days, they got a slice, okay, and it was legal. They got a slice. They got, you know, some small percentage of whatever. And the guy's eyes glisten. Okay, did Lincoln do wrong? No, he didn't do wrong. He was the greatest president in the history of the United States. He eventually he got the 13th Amendment passed, and then after his death, the 14th and 15th Amendment. All right? All of them. And the 13th, for that matter, after his death. So, look, what's new? Yeah, United Arab Emirates has given some weapons. Those weapons, they are under attack by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are under attack by Islamic extremists. They're not using them against Israel or the United States. In terms of Western Syria, right now, Assad, the head of Syria, is an Alawite. This is all religious over there. An Alawite is rejected by Sunni Muslims, who are 90% of the world. They hate him. An Alawite is a kind of a reform sort of thing. So he allies with the Shiites, and he even had helped protect Christians. And the Sunnis are after him. Some Sunnis are good. Some of them are good. Some of them are ISIS. They're Sunnis too. All right? You got to be careful over there. We do not give arms to anybody that's going to injure our allies or us. We're not going to give arms to anybody that is going to try to murder other people. But that said, you have to give them something. In Sudan, right. We took them off the list. You want to know they're on the list? Because they beat our ambassador to death. Try that on for size. About 15 years ago. Our ambassador's walking down the street. They grab him, beat him to death. So we didn't have relations with him for a long time. We had him on a sanctions list. They said, okay, we'd like to get off the sanctions list. Okay, get into the Abraham Accords. Well, we don't want to. Too bad. This is the United States talking. Too bad. There's a new sheriff in town. That's what's happening. Of course that's what's happening. Morocco joined. They're my. So this is all good. You have got to squeeze them. Give them a good squeezing. And do it in a benevolent way. Give them a benevolent way. I mean, get them all in there. Make them into the... they only respect force, okay? That's all they respect, and it has to be done smartly. Trump took a dive, but he did get a couple of them in. So anyway, we're going back to the lines. Matt of Johnson Creek, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Matt of Johnson Creek.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. Two quick points. It's about the PFAS and the forever chemicals and things like that. So... It bugs me every time I have to listen to the GOP and conservatives talk about how environmentalists want to strangle business with regulations, but they don't know their history in that every single environmental regulation, if you go back, clean water, clean air, EPA, RCRA, all of that, comes from specific instances of these businesses not doing what they're supposed to do. Love Canal, The Kip in Madison, the Kip Corp in Madison is why we have some of these PFAS chemicals. They pretend like they just we just create these regulations out of nowhere and want to stifle business, but they are 100% a reaction to the misuse of the environment that these private companies engage in. And they do it until it's because they can make money and because no one's going to stop them. And the other quick point
right.
is that this is another example of, you know,
you're breaking up a little bit, Matt. You're breaking up, saying some very good stuff. You're breaking up, though. Okay, Matt, I can't hear you. Call back if you can, or Luke will work with you, because I like what you had to say. And one of the things that bears mentioning and that's important is this. This is the Republicans' fault. The reason you can't really fish safely anymore in Madison, except for a couple of lakes, is because, remember, in the DNR, they wanted to put in rules on forever chemicals, and Voss blocked it. He blocked it because business told him to block it. There would be rules on forever chemicals if it had not been for the lame duck legislation that made Voss governor. Think about that. Think about that, and don't go fishing over there. You want to go fishing? Come over near Milwaukee. One of the last good. Come on Lake Michigan. Although they put forever chemicals in Green Bay. Did you know that? And that feeds into Lake Michigan. Go up and fish for halibut in Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. That's what I do. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. But it's too bad. I love the lakes around Madison. Apparently Lake Wingren, Lake Mendota are still okay. But forever chemicals are the responsibility of the Republican Party. Unless people start to understand that and elect some Democrats who do something and don't sit around talking, it's going to continue to get worse. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Backbiter, tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.